Hello, my name is Gobinder Gill, and today I am going to talk about the psychology of coaching. The psychology of coaching is an important aspect within the realm of coaching, simply because it involves a coach's ability to understand their participants and for the participants to understand themselves. Coaching is an important part of the trade, whereby a coach has to support and guide their performers, a coach has to instruct and demonstrate and deliver to their performers, a coach has to set strategies and tactics which will enable their performers to understand the philosophy of the game ahead. The purpose of this audio boo is to A, allow a coach to understand the importance of psychology, B, to use a model that's related to both psychology and emotional intelligence that coaches could use to support their performers, and C, to advocate strategies within these or this model to enable coaches to become more effective through the realm of sports psychology. Looking at this model of use, therefore, the first stage within this model, quite clearly, is self-awareness. A good coach will be self-aware of their own thoughts, feelings, and emotions when they are coaching, and this is developed through a strategy called reflective practice. A good coach will always reflect on performance, both positive and negative. A bad coach will try and put negative performances behind and forget about it. Okay? A good coach, however, will reflect on both aspects. Good coaches learn from errors. Good coaches learn from negative performances. Good coaches will put plans in place to prevent negative performances occurring. Building self-awareness of one's own as a coach is important. Building the self-awareness of players is just as important. So coaches should invest time building self-awareness training whereby players can benefit by understanding their own performance levels through simple to use worksheets whereby performers highlight their areas where they feel during a positive performance they have done well and how they felt, what was their body language versus negative performance and how they felt and what was their body language. Just by comparing and contrasting positive and negative performance alone, players and coaches can benefit by understanding. The second relationship between coaching and this model is called self-regulation. A good coach will always be in line with their emotions, will understand their emotions, will develop based on their emotions. If we look at professional football, Roberto Martinez is a classic example of a self-regulated coach who, on the touchline, never exposes his negative emotions. On the other hand, Alan Pardew ended up headbutting a player. So there you can see the contrast. Self-regulation within football or within any other sport is vital. A coach who can regulate his or her emotions is more likely to be successful than a coach who cannot control their emotions. A coach is a role model, and that role model feeling has to be advocated to the performers in front. Self-regulation for players is also important. A good coach will self-regulate their emotions and that of their performers through regular setting of goals, through the regular occurrence of listening to music, through using deep practice methods, through relaxation training, through aspects of managing stress before, during, and after performance. The third aspect related to this model is motivation. For many occasions, I hear coaches saying, we don't need no motivation for the next game. It's a local derby. We don't need motivation for the next game because it's a qualifier. Motivation is not just about the opposition. It's not about yourself. It's about actually using smart targets, smart goals. These goals need to be specified, they need to be progressive, they need to be process related, they need to be performance related, and they need to be outcome based. Too often goals are set which are outcome based, and when they're not reached, motivation levels drop. So goal setting alone is important, but goal setting has to be done properly. It has to be smart. And that alone can raise performance levels, not just of performers, but of coaches. Coaches could use goal setting in order to develop better coaching practices, for example. The fourth aspect within this relationship model will be relative to cohesive units, cohesive groups. Groups need to work together to achieve task-orientated groups and social-orientated groups. Task and social cohesion, for example, together can provide effective results. Task cohesion is about reaching the targets and aims that have been set. Social cohesion is about the togetherness and the support of the team. Players make mistakes. Where are the players supporting those who are making mistakes? It's about a cohesive unit. And to build that in, training is important. It's integral. That's where this should manifest itself. And then the final bit is about relationship management. This is about discussing matters with teammates. This is about relating to fellow coaches within that team setup. This is about working as a unit. Relationship management is most effective when used in conjunction to appraisals, when used in conjunction to reflective practice. Because through relationship management, things can be discussed, tactics, strategies, performances, whereby and from which a number of issues can be borne out. Has a club, whether it's in rugby, hockey, cricket, football, a good coach is a reflective coach that guides and supports their performers and has a interpersonal relationship with these performers where they can manage not just their own emotions, but that of others. In a nutshell, whilst coaching is important, the validity and the use of psychological skills, such as goal setting, imagery, visualization, aspects of reflective practice and emotional intelligence are integral to support coaching practices. I hope this audio boom makes sense. There was a lot of information to take. However, the information can be broken down. And I hope, based on this audio boom, that you have a successful coaching trip, a coaching occurrence, a coaching situation, whereby you can reflect on. So this is Govinda Gill. And once again, thank you for listening. And I hope you have enjoyed this audio boom. Thank you.